The Australian Bureau of Statistics has released its latest household expenditure survey. SACOS Senior Policy Officer Dr. Greg Ogle joined me for a chat about the survey's findings.
The Household Expenditure Survey is one of the major pieces of economic data that the Australian Bureau of Statistics produces. It's only produced every 6 years, but it underpins a whole bunch of other economic data that they produce more regularly. So it's actually a really important data set, both economically and to give us a snapshot of household expenditure.
And of course, one of the things that we're interested in is how South Australia compares to the national average. What is happening in South Australia at the moment when it comes to household spending?
When we look at what money is actually spent on in households' budgets, fairly similar across the nation. South Australia, a little bit different on one or two things. Housing is, for instance, less of an expenditure item in South Australia than elsewhere. But broadly, the expenditure patterns are similar, just on a slightly smaller scale in South Australia.
So what does it mean when you say that South Australia's spending is 83% of the national average?
So the average household expenditure on goods and services in South Australia in this survey, which was 2015-16, was $1,191 a week, by comparison with the national average, which was $1,420 a week. So you can see we're slightly below the national average there.
In terms of spending, what did South Australians spend most on when it came to household items?
The biggest expenditure item is the cost of housing, and that's rent or it's the sort of interest payments on mortgages. That constitutes about 18% of household expenditure. So that's the biggest single item, followed by food and then transport. They're probably the biggest three. And they're all necessary expenditures. So particularly if you're on a low income, and often for those on low incomes are spending actually even more than that on those items. So that's a huge chunk of your household budget that goes to those necessities. I guess the other thing that we were interested in was energy expenditure. And interestingly, the household expenditure survey data didn't show a huge increase in expenditure on energy, or they call it domestic fuel and power, but it's essentially electricity and gas. And that's surprising given what we know about how the prices and bills have increased. And that speaks partly, I think, the fact that the average figures didn't go up. We still need to do a lot more analysis of this when we get the next tranche of data from the Household Expenditure Survey. But we think some of it is the impact of people putting solar on their roof and reducing their energy costs, and just mitigating their energy use and using less electricity means that while we've seen bills skyrocketing and while we've seen prices skyrocketing, people are managing that by cutting back on their usage where they can. But even with that, and particularly for low-income households, we have seen some increase in expenditure on energy.
Another area that the survey looked at were the indicators of financial stress and indicators of missing out. Can you talk us through those?
Yeah, it's actually an interesting piece of data because the ABS survey has about 15 or 16 indicators of financial stress. And these are things like, you know, was there a time last year when people couldn't pay electricity, gas or telephone bills, or they had to pawn something, or they went without meals, or they were unable to heat their home? So there's a range of these indicators, and they simply aggregate how many people suffered these particular experiences through the year. And some of those results are interesting. The overall, it's actually an improved picture from the previous survey in 2009-10, so there were less people having these instances of financial stress. So that's actually good, but we're still talking a considerable number of households. You know, we've still got, in South Australia alone, over 130,000 households experiencing four or more experiences of these financial stresses. So that's a lot of households that are still managing financial stress. One of the other things that we saw out of it is that whilst, as I said, overall, there was less financial stress indicated in this survey than the previous one, one of the exceptions to that was people being unable to heat their home. And again, that talks a bit about the impact of energy prices and the way people are trying to manage increasing energy prices. And I guess the other things where the number of people experiencing the stress indicators went up was in stuff that the ABS calls missing out indicators. So it's not things that you simply cannot do or cannot afford, but it's things like not being able to afford a special meal once a week or to have family and friends around once a month for a meal. So they're in some ways lower level, but they're actually quite crucial parts of social interaction that people are missing out on. And those indicators went up. And again, if we've got 110,000 people who couldn't afford a special meal once a week, or 76,000 South Australians who couldn't afford to have family or friends over for a meal once a month. Again, that's the reality behind the bigger stats around gross expenditure and income figures. This is the reality on the ground for what it means to people who just don't have that money and are actually struggling, and these are the sorts of things that they might cut back on. And that's dangerous because it potentially leaves them more isolated and less able to deal with the other issues that come out of not having enough money.
SACOS Senior Policy Officer Dr. Greg Ogle speaking about the latest household expenditure survey from the Australian Bureau of Statistics.